Ladies and gentlemen, welcome. Kick it off, Brad.
What's up, everybody? This is Brad, and this is Serious Mode. And the voice that you're hearing in the background, that's Jordan J.R. Garber. Guys, listen, it's cold outside, and this is what I want you to do. I want you to go get your favorite snuggie. I want you to get your favorite hot toddy beverage, and I want you to cuddle up. And if you're still cold at that point, then just let Serious Brad and Jordan J.R. Garber do what we do best and warm you with our voices and our knowledge about professional wrestling. And guess what? Tonight's no slacking night, if you will. We have Kimberly, the crown jewel of professional wrestling, joining us tonight. Jordan, it's a big night. We're very excited.
Absolutely. We're talking to one of the best in the business in the women's side of professional wrestling. It's a very big and important interview for us, and I like to do this interview with pride out of respect for the industry that we all love and enjoy. And Kimberly, she had a lot of success in her career. She's been everywhere, including WWE. So we're going to hear from her and her perspectives. It's basically going to be a great show, lots to discuss, and we're going to get right to it because she is calling in right now. So let's get her on the air.
All right, guys. Well,
Kimberly, how's it going?
Since 2011, she's been throwing down and kicking ass in professional wrestling for promotions such as Combat Zone Wrestling, Shine, WWE, and Chicago Pro Wrestling, where she was actually the first woman to ever win the Chara Grand Championship. Lover of animals and an animal in the ring, the crown jewel, Kimberly. Welcome to the show tonight.
Hey, how are you guys?
Doing really good. Really excited to have you on the show, actually.
Yeah, I'm excited to be here. It's been a while since I've had time to do an interview, so I'm glad I had tonight off.
Well, we're certainly honored that you chose us to, you know, come and hang out and spend some time with us. And I have to ask you right off the bat, you know, it's professional wrestling is blowing up, and not to mention that it's just everywhere right now. One of the big things that's going on in professional wrestling now is the women's revolution. I mean, everything's going nuts. Women are doing their thing, doing it better than guys, beating guys' ass. I mean, you've done your thing. You, like I said at the beginning, you're the first grand champion of Chicago Pro Wrestling, one of the first to, make it past the training school at Combat Zone Wrestling. How does it feel to kind of sit back, you know, kind of witness all of this going on and know that you have, you know, kind of given a significant part in that?
You know, it's just, it's awesome to see just kind of everything that women have been doing for years kind of come to fruition. I mean, I know it's the thing that's being talked about a lot right now, but I don't know, for me, I feel like the women's revolution started a long time ago, and there's a lot of stuff that still kind of gets overlooked, like, but at the same time, it's still great to just see, like I said, how it's going now, and to know that there's still so much more that can still be done, but I feel like women are making big steps, and it's only going to get bigger and better from here.
Absolutely. Now, you said some things are being overlooked. Now, certainly we'd like to know what you're talking about so, you know, we can kind of not overlook those things. Do you have some examples?
Overlook might be the wrong word, but just, like, especially with intergender, I guess, is what it comes to mind most for me. I feel like a lot of the times people forget about what women like Lufisto did years ago for intergender wrestling, and that's the biggest one that just popped into my head. But overlooked, I think, is the wrong word for that. It's just, I feel like sometimes it's given less significance than it deserves in my mind.
No, I would have to agree with you. I mean, you know, it's starting to kind of get a little more shine, a little more spotlight. And you certainly have done your intergender matches. A couple of my favorite, of course, a couple of guys that have been on the show, Darius Carter and JT Dunn, you went toe-to-toe and did your thing. Now, who is your favorite guy to go up against? Who is your just, you know, top intergender match?
It's a tough question, just because I've been fortunate enough to wrestle so many men and women that are so talented. But I would have to say my favorite feud that will never die is Chris Dickinson. That will be number one forever. But some of my favorite matches too, I guess anytime I've gotten to wrestle Hollow Wicked, just because there's so much significance between him and I wrestling each other too, because that's who I won the grand championship from. So those would be the two right off the bat that I think of.
Very nice, very nice. Now, one of the people that you were trained by, who was actually in WWE now, 205 Live, Drew Gulak, can you explain to the listeners at home what it was like to be trained by him, and is there anything that kind of sticks out when it comes to being trained by Drew Gulak?
The best thing about being trained by Drew was just he never took it easy on me. I was the first female to ever train under him and out of CZW, and so I was kind of like his protege, and he took me under his wing, but it was really hard, and there were points where I would say, like, oh, I hate him because he pushed me so hard and was so hard on me. But now I wouldn't trade any of that for the world, and I'm just glad that he's so tough. And you really have to work for it with him. But at the same time, like, even still, I talk to Drew probably 2 to 3 times a week at least, just asking for advice or talking about Disney movies or something. Like, you know, it's just, he's like my older brother now at this point, and it's really cool.
That sounds pretty cool, actually. Now, before we get to some of the fun questions, because we're going to do Pro Wrestling Animal Kingdom, because if I'm going to ask anyone who, you know, they think who's going to be an animal in the Animal Kingdom, it's going to be you. I mean, you seem to be a huge lover of animals. Of course, being a vegan, we're going to be talking about that a little bit. This is something that you're very passionate about, along with pro wrestling. But I just want to get this out of the way. We'd be remiss if we did not ask you this question. Something that Jordan and I always are willing to do is talk about some of the mistakes that WWE has made, and one of those is letting go of extraordinarily amazing talents. Now, could you tell the listeners at home why exactly we're not going to be able to see you in the WWE and why they decided to release you? If you can't talk about that.
Yeah, I was like, I can't really go into, like, details. Okay. It's just, you know, they release people for a number of different reasons at all different times, and, you know, I'll never trade the time that I did have there. It's some of the greatest experiences I've ever had in my life came from being a part of WWE. Whether the time was short or not, I got to get trained by some of the greatest wrestlers in the world, you know, Norman Smiley, Robbie Brookside, Johnny Saint, Sarah Amato, Matt Bloom, just tons of, I could go on and on. And like, it's just such a cool environment, and, you know, never say never, like, just because my path might not be the most conventional or might be a little different, you never know when a door could open back up again. It does open up a lot for different people. Just, it's all about timing with this business. And I've also, another thing I've said is, don't think that just because you're not in that specific place means that it's an end all be all. Professional wrestling, especially now, has so many different outlets and avenues and places you can go, that one of the great things is that WWE isn't the only game in town anymore. And so,
yes, ma'am.
You know, there's other opportunities out there too. So I am happy for what I got to experience while I was there, but I also look forward to what the future holds as well.
And that's all we really wanted to hear. You know what I'm saying? We didn't want to hear a negative end. We wanted to hear exactly what the motto seems to be, never say never. So that just makes us happy, knowing that we might still be able to see you hang out with those cats over the WWE. But like you said, it's not the game, only game in, you know, in town. You're doing some big things all over the world. You just got back from the UK. what is it like wrestling over at the UK? I love asking this question because it's a style on its own. What's it like, you know, just kind of because the fans are different, the style of wrestling is different. What is your favorite part about being over in the UK and wrestling for them?
I would say probably my number one favorite part about it is that the fans, like, they come up with, like, songs, and rather than just, like, chants that you hear over here, it's, like, full-on songs every time.
That's awesome.
And it's the great, and it's, like, perfectly coordinated, like, on the spot, whereas sometimes I feel like the American fans can't get a clap together, but... That's definitely my favorite part is, like, the singing that they do for Cheers. It's awesome.
You know what my favorite part is? It's funny because the UK fans are obviously the one fall thing where the audience says it after the referee or the announcer does. And I noticed that it started to transition over to the States a little bit, but we're so off. We're just so off. When, you know, we're trying. But, you know, the UK does have a lot more flavor, a lot more emotion behind it, I noticed. So sometimes we just got to catch up. Jordan, are you still there, man? Because I feel like I'm hogging the show like I always do.
Absolutely, I still am. I actually have a few good questions, and it's in reference to working the state style. You're working with, like, during your time in NXT, you're working with some really tough women like Shayna Baszler. What are your thoughts on someone working with somebody with an MMA background, and did it kind of improve you as a worker, knowing different styles along the way? Is that what are your thoughts on that?
I think it's just like working with anybody with a different type of background. Like, that's one of the things that's so cool about professional wrestling is that we all come from a place that's so different from one another. So we all have something completely different to bring to the table, and you know, Shayna's one of the best professional wrestlers in the world, and it was always, funnily enough, we never, as much as we were around each other on the independents, we never worked with each other until we were both signed. That was strange, but, you know, finally an opportunity to work with her was great.
All right, here. We're gonna have a little fun now. We're going to do what I like to call Pro Wrestling Animal Kingdom. Now, what that is just I'm going to name off a few people that you may have faced in the ring or you're close to in life, you know, just kind of your circle, if you will. And I'm going to say the name, and you're going to tell me who you think they would be as an animal in the Animal Kingdom.
God.
So if I say, for example, you know, we're just going to start off with something easy. We're going to start off with actually three people, the Rascals, one being your boyfriend, Zachary Wentz, Trey Miguel, and, of course, Xavier. Who would those three guys be as animals in the Animal Kingdom?
Oh, God, I'm going to be terrible at this game. I don't know.
I thought you would be awesome at this one.
No. Oh, God.
Me neither.
I'm not trying to throw you underneath the bus, I promise.
No, God, I don't know. I'm not good at on-the-spot things like this.
You'd be surprised how many people aren't.
Yeah.
I don't need to throw people off. How about we try something with just one person? Let's go with, with your cherry bomb mate, Allie. Who do you think Allie would be as an animal in the
Animal
Kingdom?
Well, I mean, that one's easy. She's a little bunny.
Perfect. See, that wasn't too bad.
That was easy because she called herself that.
Let's go with David Starr. I feel this one might be easy as well.
I don't know.
He's a very hairy man. He's a very
I don't know.
All right, folks, listen, we are not going to continue with this game because
I'm just failing terribly.
We're just going to cut this out, write notes for next time, and don't put Kimberly on the spot.
Because I'm just going to go,
We're gonna do another fun one. I'm going to swear a little bit, and I apologize. It's called the Buckets. or fuck it list. And what that is, I want you to tell me three things that you're going to do in your life that's on your bucket list, and then three things that you're absolutely never going to see Kimberly do. So we'll start with the three.
Okay.
Three things in your life that you haven't done yet that you absolutely want to do before you kick the bucket.
Okay, three things I definitely want to do. Go to Disneyland Paris, because it's the only one I haven't been to. I've been
nice.
To all the other parks. I want to skydive at some point. I haven't done that
nice.
Yet. Let me think. And I want to go on the vegan camping retreat that happens in Europe every year. I'll go with those three because it's what
those are
my
three
head
really good ones. Those are really, mine is to drive a red and yellow Corvette with Hulk Hogan in the back seat. That's just crazy, I know, but I mean, I think that'd be absolutely fun. And then David Hasselhoff might be in there too. You never know. Are we going to go with the other part of this, the fuck it list? What are three things that we're never ever going to see Kimberly do in our lifetime or ours?
One of them's obvious.
Being the vegan, of course. We're never going to see you eat any kind of meat.
Well, again, I mean, I grew up my whole life eating meat, but no, I suppose you won't ever see me eat meat again. I was going to say you will never see me swim with sharks ever.
I have
friends who have done that, and I'm like terrified, like irrationally terrified of sharks.
It's
Sharknado, like worst nightmare.
They got like six of those movies too. What the hell?
And then you're never gonna see me do anything that has to do with bees either. That would be my other thing. That like, sure, I get it. Like animal life, we're great. We can coexist. Just stay over there. Me and bees don't. There was one time. I remember I was driving my car. I was in high school, and a bee flew in the window, and I started having, like, panic attacks
when
I was trying to drive. It got scary.
That's no bueno.
There, but we're okay. We're okay. I made it out.
if you could steal any identity from, I mean, this could be pro wrestling. This could be a famous person. This could be anyone whatsoever. If you could steal anyone's identity and be that person for a couple days, a day, whatever it may be, who would that person be?
I don't know. Who would I want to be for a couple days?
Someone that's kind of plain.
I don't know. I don't know, someone who's like, does it have to be like a real person, or could I be like, I don't know,
Ariel for
a couple days, like, you know?
That's awesome. That's awesome. Yeah. That's absolutely fine. There it is,
right.
Ariel. That's my choice, too. Now, there's a lot of things that, you know, we do a lot of interviews. There's a lot of things that pro wrestlers have, pet peeves that they have. Is there anything that just absolutely irks you that you feel, you know, just don't do this to me? For example, you know, you see a guy not open the door for a girl, does that upset you? Is there any pet peeves that you have that just make sure that we don't do this in front of Kimberly?
I would say my one, like, weird thing is it would be have to do with living with somebody. If you put the ice tray back in the freezer with no water in the tray, it's not hard.
Up.
Just fill it back up.
That's a good
there
one.
It is.
Was that a message out to somebody?
I've had roommates before in my life, and it happens.
Fair enough. Now, is there, like you were talking earlier, it's not the only show in the world right now, plenty of other shows. Is there anywhere specific, like if you could, for example, Impact Wrestling, doing big things right now, lots of people heading over there. Is that a place that you think that you would fit in good, or is there a promotion that just is tailor-made for Kimberly?
I would say I'm open to any opportunity. You know, I would love to work for Impact. But like you said, there's tons of things that are still out there. Lucha Underground, WOW is coming back, which is looks like it's going to be awesome from what I've seen so far. And who knows what else is going to spring up in the next year. But I'm happy to go wherever opportunity takes me.
Kind of segue after Jordan's question earlier, it kind of gives you an opportunity to hit every part of the world, get certain types of styles down. I mean, kind of just, it's a buffet, if you will. And that's awesome.
Yeah.
And every wrestler should be able to, experience that and go through that and kind of get seasoned that way. I mean, it should be a rule. If you're not in three continents, you shouldn't be a professional wrestler, huh? I mean, it makes sense. Mexico, Japan, the States. I mean, those are three places that I feel where you're going to get a lot of that experience that translates almost anywhere.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
Hey, Jordan.
I'm still there.
I know you're still there, man. Now, before we ask you, of course, where we can catch you on social media, where we can see you next in the ring, we always ask the dreaded campfire story, the road story. And I have to ask you, I think she already has one, Jordan. What is your favorite road story?
Are you asking?
I don't know, man.
I feel so bad. I feel like I'm putting Kimberly completely on the spot the whole time. I feel horrible. She's never going to come back on our show.
No, it's fine. It's been a lot of hours spent on the road at this point.
I'm sorry.
You know, I would say some of, the how did I ever pull that off road trips would have been like Veda Scott and I doing from Philly to Chicago and back for Shimmer by ourselves, and just like how delirious we would get and usually sing Disney songs to each other to get through the whole way there. That's a go-to of mine, is when I start to get tired, I'm definitely putting on Disney songs to sing.
Nice.
Gotta bear with me
through
that.
How nerdy is Vita, actually? I heard she kind of has her badges when it comes to, the geekiness, if you will. And don't get me wrong, I love my geekiness. I love my comic books. I love my Walking Dead, my video games, all that stuff. But does she take it to a whole other level?
I think everybody has their own, I'm also a big nerd too, but so I don't know if I just don't see it. She's as nerdy as
we
I am.
We usually don't.
I think wrestlers are all kind of nerds though. Somewhere we just all wanted to never grow up and become superheroes. So.
And then boom, professional wrestling, perfect slot.
Mm-hmm.
So where can we catch you on social media, the Twitters and the Facebooks and all that kind of stuff, and where can we catch you next to the ring, because I'm sure anyone that is around or in the area would love to come and see Kimberly do her thing.
Well, for social media, I have Instagram and Twitter. They are both at Kimber_LEE90. So those are both the same, Instagram and Twitter, at Kimber_Lee90. And then the next place you can see me is this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, I will be with SSCW Wrestling at Louisville Supercon performing as Mystique. So I'm really excited about that.
Nice. And I'm sure there'll be pictures on your Instagram account of that, of course.
Oh, yeah, tons. I've seen, like, I'm doing old school Mystique, so the white dress with the skull belt. I've seen bits and pieces of what my costume's going to be, and it's going to be awesome. I'm super pumped.
Well, we're all looking forward to seeing that. And folks, if you're in the area, make sure you go in and check out Kimberly and everyone else that's going to be there at the show. Jordan, before we let Kimberly go, is there anything else that you want to ask her before we say goodbye and until next time?
No, I guess basically we capped off a pretty good interview. We discussed some great topics, and to talk to one of the best in the world, you know, we know that we've done that before on the program, but to interview some of the top female talent in the industry, it's an honor and it's a privilege. So thank you very much for taking time out of your busy evening to share your perspectives with us. We really appreciate it. And you have a good night.
Thanks. Yeah, thanks for having me, guys. Anytime.
Absolutely, Kimberly. Take care of yourself, and we'll see you next time. I'll hear you next time.
Yes. Take care. Bye.
Well, folks, if you're just tuning in, you just missed the interview with the crown jewel, Kimberly. It was an absolute pleasure. Very awesome talk. And I'm looking forward to having her back on again. Jordan, I think this is going to be kind of a short, sweet type interview, but that's okay, because when you have one of the, like you said, one of the best on the show, that's all you need is a couple minutes.
Yeah, exactly. You know, whatever topics you discuss, when it comes to talking to professional wrestlers of the business, it's always great to hear different views and hear different perspectives. It's a great thing. You know, it's keep talking to people in the business, and you learn more along the way. It's great.
Absolutely. And folks, you know what? We might be actually hitting up what we've been doing at the end of the shows is hitting up our IG Live, our Instagram Live. So make sure you go into Serious Lowdown on our Instagram accounts and check us out, because we're going to be just kind of doing an aftermath show, talking about some things that are going on, professional wrestling, whatever it may be, just kind of Jordan and Serious Brad rants. Actually, maybe Jordan might have a rant. Who knows? But folks, have a good night. Actually, we got to say thank you to our sponsors, the Collar and Elbow Brand and Square Circle Apparel, High Q Hydration. Make sure you go into Collar and Elbow Brand and Square Circle Apparel. Go check out their apparel. They got some good, there's some amazing clothing. Put in Serious Brad as a promo code. If you're over at Collar and Elbow, you're going to get 10% off. You go to Square Circle Apparel, you're going to get 50% off. So make sure you go and check on those guys out. They're doing great things. And, of course, thechairshot.com. You missed the interview tonight. That's okay. Just go to thechairshot.com, type in our name. It's going to pop up, and it's going to give you a huge list of all the interviews that we have done. And you can check those out. And, of course, if you're wondering what's happening on Raw last night, that's okay, because you can go there and get a review of that as well. So go check out thechairshot.com. Always use your head. That's going to be your one go-to stop for all professional wrestling needs. That's it, guys. I hope you have a wonderful night. Take care of yourselves. Happy holidays. And remember, it's never a bad time to be serious.